Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Now that is how you respond to your coach calling you out. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome into this Thursday edition of Locked On Grizzlies. My name is Peter Edmiston. Happy to be with you in the wake of a good response by the Grizzlies to a pretty trying time, three-game losing streak at home, and really a personal challenge in many respects by their head coach, and one that he didn't back down from, to be fair, in the pregame of the Pistons game. He said, I'm a truth teller, and I expect my guys to respond. And to be fair, that's exactly what happened. As the Grizzlies knock off the Pistons 98-86 to snap that losing streak, to keep the Pistons mired in theirs. That's four straight now for the Pistons, and they didn't play as badly as they had earlier in the week against Chicago, but they were not great. They've got problems, and had they not gone to the foul line approximately 450 times, this one would not even have been as close as it ended up being, and it really didn't end up being all that close, but you know what I'm saying. This game, though, truthfully, in so many ways, was about Marc Gasol coming in, and it's really about Marc Gasol going out. He scores 38 points on 14 of 17 shooting. Remarkable offensive performance, tying a career high, and just did everything that you want Marc to do. I mean, he was aggressive. He got to the foul line. He was inside, outside, everything that he needed to do and everything that the team needed him to do, he was willing and able to do. And against a good defender in Andre Drummond, you know, a guy that hits the glass extremely hard, a guy that's very physical, a guy that's big and tough. He completely worked him over in the post, and it was a very much, much, much needed performance from Mark and from the Grizzlies in general. That's what you want to see, and I guess, you know, this is the first, if this was the first real test for David Fizdale as a coach about how you manage your guys, about how you get after guys, about pushing buttons, all those sorts of things, then I think you have to consider this a success. And I think you have to consider that a strong success, as a matter of fact. Because, Mark, you guys, most of you listening to this podcast are Grizzly fans and probably have been Grizzly fans for some time. You've watched Marc Gasol play an awful lot, and you know that he goes through ups and downs, but you know a lot of times he does need a swift kick in the backside. You know, that was how Lionel Hollins always coached Marc Gasol, and frankly, the rest of the team. You know, not afraid to get after him and to try to push their buttons. You know, I think that Lionel Hollins always felt like these guys needed to be pushed. There's not the alpha guy that was also a critical part of the team. You know, Zach Randolph back in the days when Lionel Hollins was there, you know, Zach was a fantastic, fantastic player and a huge reason why the Grizzlies were doing everything they were doing. But he was not an alpha guy on the court in that sense. Like, he's not a guy that's going to, you know, get up in his teammates' faces and really grab a game and go after it in that way. He wasn't, you know, even LeBron in the sense of what LeBron would do. There really hasn't been that guy for the Grizzlies. And while I think maybe David Fizdale wanted Marc Gasol to be that guy, that's not him. And maybe he sees now that that's not him. You can make him the captain. You can do all those things, but that's, you can't just force him to become that guy. That is unlikely to happen. And so maybe he's come to the same conclusion that Lionel Hollins had to come to, which was that these guys just need the coach in some respects to be that alpha truth teller, go get him, push those buttons kind of guy. It was a risk, in the same way that it was a risk for David Fizdale to really go after Zach Randolph and tell him flat out, look, you know, I don't think anyone's paying you to be a starter anymore. So let's figure out a way to make you productive off the bench. That's a risk. It's a big risk for a first-year guy to come in to a very veteran, settled group and say, look, big man, you're going to the bench, and here's why. Direct conversation is not always taken very well. But so far for Zach Randolph, he has taken it well. And the same is true for the direct nature of what happened with Marcus All. I think you can see the response plain as day. And Mark can say what he wants about, you know, this was just another game, or it's just another performance, or it didn't matter, or other, no. That he heard. He heard, he saw, and this is what you get when you push the right buttons. You get a transcendent best offensive performance, really, of his career in terms of efficiency. 38 points on 17 shots, 8 of 11 from the foul line. If he just shoots those free throws just a touch better, he gets over that 40-point mark. 2 of 3 from 3. Also, a couple steals, a couple of blocks. He was really good on the defensive end. You know, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. So the final tally, 38, 5, 4, 2, and 2. Extremely productive. Mission accomplished, at least in the short term, for David Fizdale. Now the eternal question of how do you keep pulling this out of him on a regular basis? Well, you know, that all remains to be seen. But this was tremendous. Mark did have that situation with his shoulder in that incident with Andre Drummond, but I think after the game, he seemed to downplay it. He always downplays his injuries, so it is something that bears watching, especially, you know, going into tomorrow night's game against the Rockets. But by and large, he's downplaying it, and I think that's probably about right in this case. But keep an eye out, and obviously the Grizzlies. I mean, that would be unbelievably devastating to lose him for any length of time. I don't think they will. Now, the rest of the team, other than Mark, the rotation was fascinating. You know, Mark played 37 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back. You know, this was the second night of a back-to-back. 37 minutes for Mark, and by far the most prolific guy. And he was the hot hand. And Fizdale really, you know, improvised on this one. I don't think that this was the original idea going into this ball game, but you could see that he kept him in there. He kept him in there, you know, quite a while. He played the entire third quarter. You know, they were trying to ride what they could from Marc Gasol. He had longer stretches when he was out there because the rest of the team really didn't shoot the ball all that well with any kind of consistency. You know, he made 14 shots. The rest of the team combined made 21 shots. He was 14 of 17. They were 21 of 65. So, you know, he was clearly the number one guy. In fact, you look at how spread out the scoring was. Jermichael Green had 10 points and no one else was in double digits. Everyone else with, you know, around 9. Mike Conley had 9. Andrew Harrison finished with 9. Zach Randolph had 6. Troy Daniels had 6. Tony Allen had 6. 5 for Vince Carter, for James Ennis. Chandler Parsons did make his return as well, and played 15 minutes. I thought looked a little bit better than he did in his previous return. His 2.2 rebound, 2 assist effort. He wasn't quite as rusty. I didn't think he was just encased in rust as he had been in the last time out. He wasn't great, but he certainly was better than that previous performance. But yeah, the rotations were interesting on the second night of a back-to-back. I think also what's now fascinating is Marc Gasol this year on the second night of a back-to-back, his numbers are quite a bit better than in any other time. You know, he averages 24 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal, shooting 56% from the field and 53% from 3 on the second night of a back-to-back. And his plus-minus is much, much better. You know, why that would be, I don't know. I don't know. But it's true. In the same way that it's true that Mark has been much better on the road than at home. Statistically, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, shooting 51% from the field and 49% from 3 on the road. Those numbers all are quite a bit less at home. His net rating is almost a +8 on the road and about a +4 at home. True shooting percentage, 60.4 on the road, 51.5 at home. So he likes playing on the road, and he likes playing on that second night of a back-to-back. Physically, it seems like it's not a problem for him, and he busts out some serious improved numbers. He's a +17 net rating on the second night of a back-to-back. I mean, you know, and this is a guy that is normally, for this season, he's a +5.5 on net rating. That's points gained or lost per 100 possessions. So you see a huge improvement. That's one I can't explain. Could be a function of the opponents, situations, you know. I don't know. I'm not going in that with any kind of forensic detail. But it is an interesting stat at this point in the season. There's been 6 games, so that's enough. That's not an ideally, you know, huge sample or anything like that, but it's enough to kind of, it's not just a 1 or 2 thing. You know, for it to happen 6 times, there may be something there. The rest of the Grizzlies, by the way, I mentioned Chandler Parsons and his return without incident, which is good. No re-injury that seemed to happen. He handled it better, I think, than the recovery the first time around. I thought Mike Conley, all 3 of his makes were 3s, did not take a free throw, and you could see, I think, on his return, the second night of the back-to-back seemed to affect his back and his ability to really be aggressive. Only played 23.5 minutes to kind of keep things in perspective a little bit and to be cautious. Andrew Harrison was better. You know, he got to the foul line. He was aggressive. He didn't take bad shots. You know, he took the 1-3, and that was it. He only took 1 shot. And it was pretty much in the flow. I thought Harrison was vastly improved. James Ennis had by far his best game since returning to the lineup after the calf injury. 5 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. But 2 steals, 2 blocks kind of helped to explain. But he was all over the place. Defensively was really, really good. And, you know, showed off those skills tremendously. There's a reason why he was a +22 in just 17.5 minutes of this ballgame. You know, he really changed the game defensively and did a lot of those things that David Fizdale really loves from James Ennis. Saw Troy Daniels come off the bench and gun it. Jarrell Martin, 5 fouls in 11 minutes, not a notably especially good performance from him. Good minutes from Vince Carter tonight. 5 points in his 16 minutes. Some pretty good defense, too. Overall, though, you know, it's about Marc Gasol. 14 to 17 from the field, 38 points. And just the nature of the performance, especially based on the circumstances, based on what happened to Marc Gasol on Tuesday night in Memphis, and what was said and what needed to be done, and the way he's responded like you would hope a superstar would, like you would hope the best player on the team would, like you would hope a guy that loves the city would. He did all those things. And so I think Memphis as a city and the Grizzlies as a fan base, everyone sleeps a little easier. Everyone wakes up today a little happier. It takes a serious weight off the chest of Grizzly fans seeing this, because had it gone the other way, had Mark not performed and had there been more friction and more problem, then, you know, this thing could have really spiraled and it could have gotten ugly pretty quickly. But Mark did what needed to be done. He did what needed to be done. And that's huge for the Grizzlies. And as I mentioned, of course, tomorrow night they will play the Houston Rockets at FedEx Forum. A very interesting game. A big game. Big game. And let's see how they respond, and let's see if Mark can get some of that mojo back at home. Thanks so much for joining me on this edition of Locked on Grizzlies. As always, you can fire off a tweet to me. I am at Peter Edmiston. You can shoot me an email, peter@peteredmiston.com. Love to hear from each and every one of you. Have a great Thursday, y'all. Got a fun pod coming your way on Friday. We're going to talk to Matt Herdlicka of Grizzly Bear Blues about the new collective bargaining agreement, and excited about how it will affect the Grizzlies. We'll answer some of those questions and take a look ahead at those kinds of issues in addition to getting you ready for the Houston game. So stick around for that. Should be a lot of fun. Enjoy your Thursday. Thanks very much for being Locked on Grizzlies.
Locked on Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked on Podcast Network, your team every day.